All right, we're going outside the box tonight. We're going to talk Illinois high school football, IHSA Class 8A. We're going to talk about the playoffs because where Caden goes to school and where Caden's on the team at LT, they're in. They're in the playoffs. They are playing York in the first round. So we want to talk about this playoff, kind of give our predictions. We're not as well-versed in high school football as we are the NFL and things like that. But again, this will be kind of fun. Just talking about this, I'm going to be more general because we're talking about the whole playoffs for 8A, so I'm not going to mention a lot of specific kids and names and things like that, but it'll still be fun to give our thoughts on what we think will happen. I watched a lot of high school football this year because I was at all of his games, talked to people, so I know more right now than I'll probably ever know, maybe this year and next year, about high school football, but that's what we're going to roll with tonight. It'll be quick, but it's going to be fun. So it's the sports life. Let's go. All right, Caden, a couple things that popped for me were that Mount Carmel appears to have the roughest – please don't do that – appears to have the roughest time here in terms of the way that their schedule lays out. They have to face the defending champ in Loyola in the first round. So the way that shook out was that Loyola was 4-4. No one knew if they were going to get in or not. And Loyola ends up just scraping in with enough points to get in as the 32 seed. And Mount Carmel's got to play them right out of the gate. So you're not going to hear someone like myself make apologies for Mount Carmel very often because the private schools have a leg up. I'm not going to say they recruit, but they tend to have the most talented players year in and year out. The records show that the smaller private schools oftentimes – end up more successful than a lot of the big public schools. So I think that, you know, the writing's kind of on the wall there with how those teams are built. But in this case, to have to play Loyola in the first round is crazy. And then number two, they got Lincoln Way East in the same quarter. So if they would win the first round, second round, then they play Lincoln Way East in the quarter just to get to the semis. So Mount Carmel being the number one overall seed, hasn't lost all year, getting disrespected a little bit here in the seeding by having to go through kind of murderer's row to be able to make it into the semis and then the final. I still don't think anybody's going to be able to beat them unless they just have a really, really off night. I think they're the favorite, and I do think they end up closing this thing out and making a run undefeated season all the way through. Loyola, although not being a good draw in the first round, Loyola is also, they're young right now, and I think Loyola is going to be a lot to deal with in the next couple of seasons. But right now, they've clearly taken a step back. So I'm going to go ahead and go with Carmel there. I think that's a big topic in this whole thing is like what they drew and how difficult that's going to be for them. Now, what are your thoughts on the Carmel situation? Because I don't know what you're looking at right now, but I don't know that you're dialed into the conversation here. So what's going on with you? What do you think?
Mount Carmel's definitely proven to be the best team. I mean, they've had a lot of big wins this year. They beat Brother Rice. They beat Loyola just last week. So, I think they definitely should have an easier route, but I don't really think it'll matter because they're just overpowering teams.
I want to give a shout out to what it looks like is probably going to be one of the best first round games, and that's the rematch between your school, LT, Lyons Township, and York. They just played a game last week. What are the chances that you have a game at home, basically for home, what ended up being four home field in the playoff, and you beat York? You guys had them beat pretty handily. You were up 34-17 at one time, ended up winning 34-26, and it was an interesting game. Because they kind of got let back into the game a little bit. It's like you guys started running clock, in my opinion, a little bit early, kind of let them work their way back into the game and needed a turnover late to finally put your stamp on it. But in my opinion, I think LT is going to advance. I think your team is going to go ahead and take the victory in this game because I think you guys are going to be able to do a lot of what you did in that game. I think you could pound the ball, mix in some of those explosive plays. So have a nice balance between the run and the pass, and I think ultimately you guys will take this game down. On the flip side, York has a really good running back, but they're operating with their backup quarterback, and their backup quarterback's a good athlete. Watching that game, very athletic kid, but I didn't feel like the arm strength was quite there yet with him, and I think that is where if your defense can contain, because one of the issues with the defense all year has been big plays. They've been able to really hold teams down at the line of scrimmage, but then every once in a while, just those big plays have been backbreakers for you guys. I don't think that's going to be a huge issue in this game unless the running back takes one. I don't see a big vertical passing game from them, even with some, their big tight end and some of their playmakers. They got the players to do it, but I think with the backup quarterback in there, it's really going to negatively affect them. And I think ultimately you guys are going to make it past that game, which I think is going to be one of the best games of the first round in 8A. What do you think?
I think it'll also be a good game too. I mean, it's going to be interesting defensively after. I remember we beat York. Oh, wait, maybe no, we lost them. We lost 2 years ago. We lost them on the homecoming game, and then we played them in the playoffs. And we lost them too. And then now this year we beat them. And now it's basically the same thing. But it's going to be interesting, especially when both teams now have film on each other, not just with the whole season, but now with they just played each other like less than a week ago, or basically a week ago. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of adjustments we make and what kind of adjustments York makes over to us.
So moving on, I think that another team I want to mention, because my buddy Pat Woods, he's the AD at Bolingbrook. Bolingbrook, I believe Bolingbrook's going to make it out of the first round as well. If Bolingbrook and LT both win their second round games, they would run into each other. The problem is the second round track is a lot more difficult than that first round. LT is going to run into Fremd. Bolingbrook is going to run into Warren, I believe, if it kind of goes chalk. So I think those are going to be tough games to get past. I don't know Bolingbrook the way I know LT. I know they got a really strong running game. They got some big boys up front. They got a big line on both sides. That running back they got, highly sought after kid. So I think that Bolingbrook could surprise people here if they stay disciplined, if they don't make silly mistakes. Bolingbrook could be somebody that can make a push. And then from the LT side, they're going to have to really play. If they get past York, they're really going to have to. I don't want to say this the wrong way, but LT is going to have to use their assets on offense a little bit differently, in my opinion. I think that you're going to have to see your big-time wideouts, which a lot of times I see these boys lined up one-on-one, and I think that they got extreme advantage there. I think there's going to be times where you're going to have to take advantage of that. And I haven't seen it. LT played a tough schedule this year. You guys are in a really tough conference. I haven't seen you guys get outclassed. I really have not. Glenbard West had a really good first half against you guys. I thought the game plan switched in the second half, and I thought that you guys outplayed them in the second half. Did a lot of empty backfield stuff. Went five wide in some cases. The wide receivers seemed to be top-notch athletes, and they were really taking advantage of that. LT outplayed Glenbard West in the second half of that game. So I think that if that strategy started the game that way, I think you guys could have won that game. The Hinsdale Central thing was just basically a fluke, just a couple big plays that, you know, a miss here, a tip ball there. You know, that game just didn't go your guys' way. But again, I think that's a team, you play them 10 times, you beat them 8. So I think that LT can play with anyone. I really do. I think that they can be in games, but I think that the strategy here, Fremd has a really good offense. Fremd puts up a lot of points. And they have a really good quarterback.
They don't really play anybody good, though.
Fremd is going to be tough. Fremd is a dark horse in this thing. They've been tough all year. And again, they put up points. So going against a team that has an offense like that, I think LT is going to have to pick up the pace to their offense a little more quickly. LT has shown something over the last couple weeks. They've gone down and came from behind, Downers Grove North and York. The team is showing that they can play from behind, which to me shows grit, shows toughness. That was one of the things I hadn't had to see early in the season. So I think LT's shown me a lot in these last few weeks in terms of the way that they play and that showing that they can win in different ways and showing that they can get turnovers on defense. They can, you know, play a good balance game on offense. But again, I think we're going to have to see a lot of the, you know, the one-on-ones working out for LT when they're playing against a team like Fremd. So that's kind of my thought there. I don't think that they'll necessarily going to get bounced there, but I think that's going to be a really good game. And then after that, again, the games just get tougher and tougher. You got any thoughts on kind of like the quarters or as things progress here a little further into the playoff?
Not really. I mean, just got to get past York and then anything can happen. I think if you get hot at the right time and the coach has been talking about just kind of peaking at the right time, and I feel like we're peaking at the right time right now after wins over DGA and New York.
I think that's true. I mean, and Coach said it right. You guys are peaking, and you guys have, like I said, had to do some things in these last couple of weeks that you haven't had to do all year in terms of, you know, come from behind, getting those big defensive turnovers when they're needed and things like that. I would say part of me wants to say you guys haven't really played a prolific offense all year, but Downers Grove North was supposed to have that, and they really didn't. I think that quarterback had a rough day. I mean, the timing seemed to be off. Nothing seemed to work well for them. Downers Grove North was coming off a heater too. I mean, they were starting to play really well. That kid's second game back from injury, but again, that was probably the best quarterback you guys faced all year. Frem's going to have something similar to that if you guys end up running into them. At the end of the day, I think what happened to Lincoln Way East dropping and then having to fall into Mount Carmel's quarter, I think is going to be the end of them. I think they would have needed a little more time running to Carmel later, and possibly they could have upset Carmel. But I don't think so.
Loyola was beating Carmel in like the third quarter last week.
I know, but they're a lot to handle for four quarters. At the end of the day, looking at the way the bracket plays out, I think you're going to see Maine South come out of the bottom of the bracket, and I think you're going to see Mount Carmel come out of the top.
What about Lincoln Way East? Is Jonas Williams coming back?
Lincoln Way East, Jonas Williams is going to play. He's going to be back, but I don't think they're going to have enough.
I think they have a chance against
Mount Carmel. Have a chance against Mount Carmel, but I think that they're a little too one-dimensional if they lose. Basically, their quarterback and one of their top defensive players, and they can't beat Sandberg. And they can't beat – who was the other team they lost to? They lost to Sandberg and they lost to somebody else. I mean, they were not top teams. They were like, you know, top 50 clubs, but not – they were not like top 10 teams or anything like that. So that shows a little bit of a – you're exposed there. If you just have one guy down and you can't get wins against good teams, not great teams, I think that exposed them a little bit. I think Carmel will be able to take advantage of some of the things that were exposed in those losses. But again, they do have – what looks to be the best quarterback in 8A, and him coming back from injury, is he going to be rusty? Is he going to be fresh? Who knows?
We'll see what happens.
I think he had an ankle, if I'm not mistaken. I think he had an ankle. So he's had time to come back from that. The only guy that needs 7 or 8 weeks is McCarthy. I mean, most guys are coming back.
Carson Wentz is out for the year.
Is he really? Yeah. Man, he was getting beat up. But most guys come back from that ankle in 2 to 3 weeks, and that's what Jonas Williams is doing. So again, I think Carmel's going to make it through there, and I think Maine South is going to make it through there. And then I'm going to have Carmel taking the 8A state championship. Caden, who do you got?
I got Lincoln Way East.
You're taking Lincoln Way East to get Carmel in the quarter and then just keep pushing? It's not a bad pick.
You got to bet your big-time players. You got Jonas Williams. He's a 4- or 5-star commit. He goes going to Oregon. I don't really know.
But you said USC.
He was going to – wait. No, I think he decommit from USC. He decommitted from somewhere.
Well,
let me check. I think he decommitted somewhere.
The bottom line there is the way Lincoln Way East started the season, they drubbed Maine South, and I'm picking Maine South to be in the final. So you might have
he's
something.
He's going to USC.
He's going to USC. Okay. So anyway,
decommitted from Oregon.
You may have a good call there. I liked them until the injury happened, and it kind of exposed them a little bit. But I'm going Carmel. Caden's going Lincoln Way East. But we are LT all the way. We're on LT to get a catch a heater, go on a run, and win a state title. And I mean, it's going to be fun to be there and watch and things like that. So again, that's our 8A preview. Sorry, we don't have more for you. We just wanted to drop this real quick because it's kind of a unique time for us to be able to talk high school football. And it's a sport that, I'll be honest, Caden's a junior. Once he's a senior, I'm not going to be watching high school football. It's just my time is dedicated to my kids, and I'm not going to be over at LT really keeping close track of that at that time. So it's fun for me to do it while he's there. And I appreciate everybody listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a great night.